variety, culture, and class in America. Live from Long Island's Gold Coast, this is the Melissa Itell Duran Show on Breaking It Down Radio with co-host Frank McKay.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to the Melissa Itell Duran Show. Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, go to melissaiteljuran.com. You can see the documentary on Melissa, from Melissa, and proud to be part of that. She is an author, a novelist, a dancer, an educator, a wife, a mother, and certainly radio show host. You could hear her each and every week. And binge listen to everything that we've done in the past, and you'll be very pleased. Melissa, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Doing well. Last time we spoke, we were on Kavanaugh and the aftermath of the hearings. And, you know, he was choked up. He almost like,
crying.
I can't believe you made me do this, do this. How dare you? I didn't think he didn't appeal to me very well.
You think the crying kind of killed his.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of tough guy Republicans that are probably like, crying? We'll give you something to cry about. What are you crying about? it didn't work. I mean, she did less crying than him, and she was the victim.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he was saying, my family's good name is ruined. He kept drinking a lot of water, which I don't know if you saw on the Saturday Night Live skit.
No, I didn't see it at all.
I missed it. Actually, I saw it later on online. And yes, they really parodied him. He got so hot under the collar. He kept drinking gallons of water, getting it all over himself and bringing out his creepy calendar.
Who played him?
Matt Damon.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I was stunned too. I said, wow, he did a great job.
Wow. See, that's great when they're bringing out big stars to do these. You know, people are paying attention to them.
I
was not a big fan of Kavanaugh when he got on there, and I really much appreciated and sympathized with the victim and Dr. Ford, right? Her full name?
Blasey Ford, Christine Blasey Ford.
Yeah, I definitely, I saw her as being very credible, and a lot happened there. Something you said in the last segment, before we touch on Saturday Night Live again, because I think that's a great thermometer of what's, or barometer of what's going on out there. And I think a lot of the people who don't care about this type of thing get their news from comedy pieces, whether it's late night television all of it's late night TV, but whether it's from the Jimmy Fallons of the world or it's from Saturday Night Live. But you brought up the idea that the Me Too movement got some great, victories. I mean, if you want to call them that, and in the entertainment field, they took down Harvey Weinstein and they took down this one, Kevin Spacey, and all of these, terrible. Pete, Matt Lauer. I mean, I haven't heard from Matt Lauer since, right?
About Matt Lauer,
it was even there. Charlie Rose has just put out the pastor.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, all of these guys.
I thought we forget Charlie Rose.
Yeah. I mean, these were staples in the media, staples in
prominent
society.
Names.
Yeah. Unbelievable. But they're gone now because of this. And I said one of the best things happening in the media is the Me Too movement. And, I'm not crazy about the media in general, but I think what's going on with the Me Too movement has been very, very positive. And I know there's going to be faults in that, and there's going to be, there's going to be issues where it doesn't, it's not just, and somebody unjustly gets accused of something. But, let's face it, they were great victories there. But you said the political world hasn't had that type of victory or casualty or whatever where people have stopped, and it's kind of interesting. And actually, before I continue, I'll remind everyone once again, melissaiteljuren.com. If you're not driving, you can go there and kind of start to see the documentary of where, and then finish listening to what we're saying here and binge listen to everything else. But watch the video and the documentary of Melissa, and I think you will love her even more. But Frank McKay here on the Melissa Itell Juren Show. But one of the things that happened, and I don't want to say who he is because he's a prominent member of my community and he's got a prominent position, but a friend of mine who's also, you know, someone I deal with professionally, he said to me, he said, you know, I could never go for a Supreme Court nominee. He's not a judge. He's not a lawyer. But, you know, I could never go through what Kavanaugh went through. I could never go through any of that because he said I was a hellion in high school. And I never would have thought of it. I would have never thought of him as being, because I was a bit of a hellion, too. But I don't have anything like this. You know, I don't. Yeah. You know, my mother didn't have to be ashamed of anything that came out. And, you know, there's no sexual harassment. There's nothing inappropriate in my past. And there's nothing. I mean, I've been through the wars and waiting for people to even manufacture things and see if they could. You know, I own 3 bars, keep in mind. Right. I mean, I was single and I own 3 bars and still.
Right. OK, well, nothing wrong with that.
Right. I mean. But still, you know, you could see where you could dig up. You could dig up, somebody to say something or to whatever. I was sober in the bars. I think that's a big part of it. I think alcohol is a big ingredient to a lot of these things that happen. And I just wasn't a drinker. You know, I didn't drink. I was concerned with everything going on there. And again, before I put a halo over my head, there are a lot of guys who simply can't say what I just said. And there are a lot of people that you know and I know that would never run for office because of what's happening now, what's coming out now, and the concerns that Kavanaugh had. And I think this is ultimately going to be a good thing. Do you see that, or am I making too much of that?
No, I mean, we probably will look at our, our future nominees, our future appointments in a much closer, a hard light perhaps, and maybe, but then again, and I just want to correct myself that with the Me Too movement in Congress, a few people, few members of the Senate, actually the only one I can think of right now, the most famous one had a vacate office. You know who I'm talking about, the senator from Minnesota?
Yes. Who was that? Oh, Franken, right?
Yes, Al Franken. So right. So they had some victories. Not as big as, you know, the Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer. I mean, not as big and flashy as, you know, as those cases, but they had a few. But I think it's going to be tough. I mean, everybody's going to be under the microscope. And then again, you have to say to yourself, well, who hasn't done something wrong in high school? Who hasn't been with the wrong people? Who made the wrong choices? We were kids. We didn't know it was going to be, in 25, 30 years from then. You know, I mean, what if you had a couple of marriages when you were young? Does that mean that you forget about it? Your future is gone. You'll never be, you'll never be considered for a high position in life because you were, a divorcee or a divorced man. I mean, that's where it might get a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, no, there's no doubt about it. But it's the individuals themselves that are gonna weed themselves from the situation. Like this gentleman that I told you about is a very prominent guy. He's a very straight-laced guy. I mean, I would never know that he was, that he would say something like that to me. And again, he didn't say anything too specific, but, what he did in high school, but I'm assuming that he was probably inappropriate with young girls and while he was a young boy. And maybe, he got into groping situations and maybe before this, maybe it would have been okay, okay, I'll get away with that. Look what the Kennedys have done, and look what all these other guys have done. It's much worse than that, which I agree. It's much worse. Groping is terrible. I mean, you know, unacceptable. But I mean, there's rapists out there that are elected to office, and let's face it. I mean, they fall through the cracks because the victims are either afraid or whatever. But right. maybe now some of these guys that have these horrendous past are going to say, you know what, I'm going to lay low. I'm going to live my life to the fullest, but I'm not going to seek that celebrity. I'm not going to seek that kind of limelight. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might not. I mean, we have a president whose past is quite open, and yet he, despite, you know, all the controversy surrounding his Access Hollywood tapes and what he said, and his past was, you know, his three marriages. I mean, everybody knew about that, but well before the presidential election, he still managed to get elected. And now we're finding out other things about him. I mean, he denies everything from Stormy Daniels on. But people still, you know, want him. But I guess with a higher office such as the Supreme Court, where it is a lifetime appointment, you would hope that the person who has been nominated has, I would say, better than average character. And hasn't done anything that borders on, a criminal.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know. I don't know. Do you know what Chief Justice John Roberts did as a child,
no.
as a teenager?
None of these guys, other than, you know, even Clarence Thomas. I don't think we know much about
another
him.
One. Yeah. Of course, that's the one. That's the obvious one. That's the one whose situation should have laid the groundwork for, let's not do this again. Let's not make this happen again. But it did, apparently.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Again, MelissaITellJorin.com is where everyone should go. And as a starting point, Frank McKay here with the author, the writer, the dancer, the wife, the mother, so much more. And, of course, radio show host Melissa Itell Jorin. Frank McKay here with Melissa. You mentioned President Trump. To me, he's an anomaly. Mm-hmm. He is an island, because he seems almost... I almost said oblivious. He's not oblivious at all, but he's, mm-hmm. you know, immune to yeah. certain type of embarrassments that the rest of us could. And I don't know if embarrassment's the right word, but criticisms, you know, where I would, you know, the Stormy Daniels thing. I'm telling you, if I knew someone, and this sounds maybe terrible in a sense, but if I knew somebody was a porn star, I don't know that I would talk to them. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be on record as saying that I've never talked to this porn star in my life. You know, I mean, I've had people that have booked people that were known porn stars. I didn't know who they were, but they just, you know, in a booking, mass booking, there was a name in there, and she was a porn star in the past, and then she was a regular. And I thought about it, and I was like, I don't want porn stars on the show. You know, and again, I know people turn their lives away, you know, around and all of that. But I don't know. I don't have the same level of thick skin that President Trump has. I mean, I couldn't imagine dealing under any circumstances with a Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Well, but Trump is, you know, he's an anomaly. And he seems to get away with it because we've known about him. He's a known entity for the last, 40 years or so?
Yeah.
More than that? Yeah. So people say, oh, well, we know what we're getting. Or, you know, he has a lot of detractors, and yet he has a lot of people who support him. He still does, despite what's been going on. But, yeah, I mean, if somebody should come up in the ranks now and try to, challenge him or... then that person is not going to have a very easy time of it with a past with that is, you know, has red flags all over the place. It's just going to be hard. I mean, no one is perfect. Nobody is perfect. I'm sure if they could dig up things about you and me if
yep.
they wanted to,
well, sure.
and magnify, yep. yeah, and say, well, look, she's a callous person. She's this. She's that.
yeah.
or whatever. Or you left this job. Or what did you do on that job? And I mean, I think if you're going to do that, it has to be it has to be it has to be controlled. I mean, it because you know what, people have sons. Boys do have a reputation for being a little, you know, they're a little more cavalier than girls. But there are girls who are just as cavalier these days. And I think, you know, people are going to have fun when they're kids, when they're young. They like to do these stupid things. They think it's hilarious. They do things without abandon. They don't think of the consequences. You know, everybody, you think everyone in colleges now are saying, oh boy, I better worry about what's going to happen 30 years from now. You know, Me Too movement is going to be really big and strong, and you know, my life could be an open book. I'd better not go to that keg party or that film. Yeah. That, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I, you know, in the past, I told you, you know, that my mother used to say, and I was raised by a single divorced mom, and she used to say, mm-hmm. And she called me Frankie, right? And mm-hmm. she said most kids brought home stray dogs and stray cats. Frankie brought home stray kids, and we had a lot of friends growing up that ended up being roommates, uh-huh. and they'd sleep on our couch, and they'd get kicked out of their house, and they'd get for here, you know, and they would do some of the dumbest things that you know are going to get them kicked out. But for the most part, they had parents that were either unyielding, you know, sometimes, mm-hmm. You know, what you would call now is the Christian right. And they were and they were just like way too tough. I mean, not even close to being easygoing enough to raise a teenager. Right. And you could see all of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily see all that tough love working. Again, Frank McKay here on the Melissa Itell Jurin Show, and talking about people's past and are they going to stop them in the future for running for office. I mean, I had a whole host of kids on our couches and in my room that I don't think it would have an easy time running for office because of things they did. But here, I mean, one of my kids' friends got kicked out, and it was a young girl at the time. She was 15 years old, and her and her friends stole a bottle of wine, and like geniuses, and by the way, they were all bright, well, I don't know, bright kids, but they were good students. They took the bottle of wine, took pictures of it, and they put it up on, at the time, I think it was MySpace, and they showed it on MySpace, and they were drinking from the bottle, all of them. And, you know, of course, one of the parents saw this, and mm-hmm. they all got in trouble, mm-hmm. and they kicked this young girl out for this. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, it's right. I don't want to condone teenage drinking. I don't want to condone stealing from your parents, but these are things that happen, and to kick the kids out is, is, to me, I don't see any helpfulness in that. But the thing is that now you have social media. Now Big Brother's watching. It's not just your Big Brother's watching, or your big sister, or your parents' friends are watching. You have Big Brother watching. And if you're dopey enough to put things on YouTube, I mean, you're going to eliminate yourself forever for things like that. We're going to see a lot of that because of what kids are posting on social media now. I mean, right or wrong, 30 years from now, we're going to have people not running for office because of this. Yes?
Oh, it might play a factor in decisions about whether or not to pursue something like that. I mean, after all, not only is your life an open book, but the lives of your family become an open book. Your family can be subject to intense public scrutiny. I mean, look at the Kavanaughs. Now, I wasn't paying attention to his parents, but I noticed later, I saw pictures of them. But I'm sure that the children and the wife are, you know, they're very, I don't know if they're embarrassed, but they're very uptight about all that's swirling around. And I wonder, you know, his children are young. His daughters are young. I don't know if they understand what's going on, if they understand the severity of the claims. This is just in this. I'm just digressing a little bit. I'm not even sure. He said he claimed. Brett Kavanaugh claimed that his daughter told his wife, "We should pray for that woman." I mean, I don't know. Did she understand the magnitude of the?
No, she didn't. She clearly didn't.
Yeah. So I wonder how true that is. But anyway, in any event, yeah, your whole family is up for scrutiny. I mean, the name could be brought down. I mean, I think it can wreck not only marriages, but it can wreck people's mental health. And you have to, you know, think twice about it. Anyone who runs for public office, you run for president, they do today, they can do a background check. They can unearth things that you forgot about, you know, from 35 years ago. I mean, and social media will have it there in a split second, and it can be very embarrassing. And you have to think, you know, do you really want to put yourself and your family through all that? Yeah. Have people snooping around. I mean, there's no privacy, and that's the pitfall of the world in which we're living right now. And it can blow a lot of things out of proportion. I wonder, you know, I don't think every guy is bad, but still, you know, you're putting every man on notice and every boy. I mean, you know, people do a lot of things, a lot of rash things when they're young, and this goes for girls too, certain girls maybe. But in any event, teenagers do a lot of rash things that have been going on for generations. And now I'm sure in many colleges across the country, no one is saying, okay, let's have a keg-free homecoming season. You know, no beer. Let's go. Let's abstain from alcohol. I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not happening. You're right on.
Yeah.
Listen, well put, and it's a good place to end. Melissa, thanks for everything, as always.
Thank you, Frank.
And I want to thank you all once again. Melissa and I both want to thank you all for listening. Go to melissaiteljuren.com and get the video, get the documentary on Melissa in Our Own Words. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on the Melissa Itell Juren Show.
You've been listening to Melissa Itell Juren and co-host Frank McKay on Breaking It Down Radio.